from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM The Fan on a Friday afternoon. Time to talk about the crew with Brewers pitching coach Chris Hook joining us now. Coach, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. No problem.
I got to say this. So when Derek Johnson left as Brewers pitching coach, I was furious with the Brewers on the radio that they allowed him to walk out. You come in and you have taken this whole pitching staff thing to a whole completely different level than I can ever remember seeing with the Brewers. And I'm going on, I just turned 48, so I'm not going on anything. And so I've been watching a lot of Brewers baseball my whole life, man. And it seems like, you know, I don't want to be derogatory towards pitchers, but it feels like, you know, we're grabbing guys off the scrap heap that other teams can't figure out how to make successful. They come to the Brewers and their career is revitalized or turned in a new direction. I've never seen anything like this as a Brewers fan.
Well, I appreciate that. I guess that's a compliment to our group in general. I think the biggest thing is just, I think we're really consistent. I think we bring a culture of positivity throughout, you know, whenever that new person comes in, we're just infused with positivity and we have incredibly high standards in what we do. And I think we stay really consistent with that. And I hope that shines through. I think that we strive for excellence and we strive for consistency in over 162 game season. That's difficult to do. But I think our group in general, and I hope that I'm pushing our group to do that on a daily basis.
Let's talk about when you get different guys like Bryce Wilson. January of 23, the Brewers trade cash for him from the Pittsburgh Pirates. He comes in right away last year, has an impact, and then gets stretched out to be a starter. What changed from his time in Pittsburgh to what you guys were able to figure out here?
Well, I mean, we look at what he has done in the past and what he's, you know, when Bryce was with the Braves, there were some success patterns there. So my first thing was to look back at those patterns, some of the things that he was doing, release side, how he was getting through the baseball. There were some things he was doing differently in Pittsburgh than he was in Atlanta. I saw Bryce very early on in Atlanta in his AA season in 18. I saw the success that he could have, the sinker, the cutter, the slider mix, the curveball mix. It all kind of worked. But we kind of went back to his past to help him with his future. And I think using our metrics and what we really trust, we put that all together and gave him a plan.
So how much interaction do you have when David Stern was here with him And now with Matt Arnold and the scouts and everybody else, when it comes to talent that they're going to acquire, that are pitchers that they expect to help at the major league level?
There's always whispers, hey, we have some interest in this guy, what do you think? But there's not crazy, like, hey, Chris, we're going after this guy. We really trust our internal metrics, and I trust it as well. So there's not, like, always intertwined, hey, Chris, we're looking at this, what do you think? It was more of, we trust our stuff. We're going to bring him in and let you guys work with him. So there's trust inside and out of our organization and what we believe in. So there doesn't have to be a whole lot of conversation there. They're at the root of it, there is trust.
Talking with Brewers pitching coach Chris Hook here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. What about Colin Ray? There's another guy, another success story, a guy that had been kind of around baseball a little bit between the Padres, the Marlins, and of course, the last stop, the Cubs, before coming to Milwaukee. And now all of a sudden you look at him and he's a top of the rotation guy for you. What changed for him?
Yeah, I mean, another guy that we've tried to just change his pitch mix a little bit, how he attacks hitters. The arsenal has stayed very similar, but we might have changed a little bit about how he attacks hitters. And I think that there's William Contreras and all the catchers prior really have a lot to do with this. I mean, it's cohesive in how we do this. There's Walker, Jim, and I. We all talk about how to make every pitcher better. And it's a team effort. And I think with Colin, it was just more of a pitch mix thing, being confident. Again, it's like, hey, Colin, you're good enough to get this done for us. And he's such a consistent it's a consistent attitude on the mound. There's a consistent in his work every day. And I think you see that consistency play out every start for him.
So we start, and you keep talking about game planning and so forth. So let's talk about that for a second for, you know, Brewer fans that don't know how this whole process works. So if somebody pitches on, say, Sunday, when does that game planning start with the pitcher? How involved is the catcher? How involved are you? How does that whole process go?
Well, I mean, the individual is looking into that next start himself. He's taking his time looking at what works against this next group of hitters. We'll meet with the starter that morning and have a plan of attack. So we don't try to give it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Too much prior to. We're not meeting for 4 days prior to a start. We're meet that day of. And then we'll go through a plan. But that pitcher individually is going through that plan. We may talk about, you know, during his throwing programs, during his sides prior to that start, you're going to attack these hitters this way, and this is what we feel it's going to work for you. And then we kind of review that in the morning with the catcher, me, Walk, and the starting pitcher together and say, okay, here's the plan of action. And, you know, that that plan of action might work two pitches in. You know,
right.
We got to go plan B, plan C. That's always happening in between innings. Hey, how's the stuff working? Hey, are you able to execute this plan? And have they made the adjustment to the plan we initially started? So there's always changes going on, and we'll frantically make that change during the game. Hey, man, we've got to go plan B right away. So those things are always happening. But the pitcher's really responsible to make sure that he's ready for it, and then we're giving him a guide, per se, for that day. And if it doesn't work, we're going and we're changing that right away.
Chris, how does your approach change, if any, when you get a guy called up like Robert Gasser, who comes up and he's making his first start and the family's there and all of that, and he's
right.
trying to get used to the fancy hotels and everything else that goes along with
right.
with Major League Baseball? The nerves have to be, you know, crazy at that point. How does that whole gig change for you when you're dealing with a young guy?
Well, you just try to keep it as simple as possible and you go back to where he's had success. And I think we try not to complicate things. We try not to put names on hitters, per se. I just hate for that name to be too big in their head. So we really like, hey, how do you attack lefties? How do you attack righties? This is a really good plan for you. Keep it as simple as possible. And we let that catcher really drive the ship that day. We don't want that pitcher thinking too much. I think we've had some success with some young guys coming up, and we just really keep the plan simple and let him be convicted. And I think that goes back to having relationships. I mean, this can go all the way back in January where we're meeting with young pitchers, young prospects in Arizona and talking about this process. This is coming. This is how it's going to work. And when it does happen, we keep it as simple as possible and let them do their thing.
You keep bringing up catchers and how important the catcher is to that pitcher, and you get William Contreras. Well, I would say you stole William Contreras in that trade,
right.
Either way.
Matt might have stole him. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Right, exactly, yes. But either way, the Brewers got William Contreras, and the knock on him, I guess, coming in was defense, was framing, all of that, and that really made a huge turn last year. Talk about that transition with him coming into a new organization and what you guys really harped on and focused on with him when he first got here and how he's progressed.
Well, and I think that goes back to spring training, working with him on all of those skills, trying to get him better with that. But there's one thing that William can't measure is just the instincts. He does such a good job of reading swings. We have so much trust in him and throughout the game. Hey, this guy's swing on a sinker does this. The path gets here. We have an opening to this side of the plate with this particular pitch. He sees that. Not every catcher does. And I think that's where we, you know, not only an offensive a machine, he is a very instinctual player, baseball player, and that for catchers, it's so important. They just can't sit back there, call a pitch, the pitch comes in, and like, man, they have to make an adjustment. They have to make a decision. And he's really, really good at making decisions, pitch to pitch. Hey, this guy doesn't have this today. What can I do? What other secondary pitches can I go to work with this particular hitter? And I think people really underestimate that, William. He's so instinctual that to me makes him great.
Talk with Chris Hook, Brewers pitching coach here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM, The Fan. How was it for you dealing with, the psychology of everybody involved when Corbin Burns is moved, Brandon Woodruff is out for the year, Wade Miley then gets hurt and he's out for the year? How difficult is that, trying to keep everybody kind of focused on the goal at the end of the day as, you know, I mean, your better pitchers are falling by the wayside?
That narrative is kind of funny because the people that are inside that room are looking to just excel. You're
right.
Not looking. I mean, you know, maybe Freddie feels a little bit more, it feels heavy for him to maybe, hey, I got to do this. But everybody else in that room is trying to establish themselves as big leaguers. So to me, that narrative wasn't there. It's like, let's go to work. We didn't talk a lot about it. You know, it's like, let's move to the next thing. What can you do better? So that's kind of what flows daily for us. It's like, it's not about what happened in the past, what's going on. It's like, what can we do today to get better? And that daily work and that daily standard is what brings our consistency and I hope our excellence every day. We don't think about what happened yesterday or what's going to happen tomorrow. We're dug in for today. And I think that's where we stand out. And I think that's where our group is looking forward to what's the next pitch and let's get that done.
We talk about it all the time in sports, how important leaders are amongst the team, that coaches can be
leaders. Too much prior to, we're not meeting for 4 days prior to a start. We're meet that day of, and then we'll go through a plan. But that pitcher individually is going through that plan. We may talk about, you know, during his throwing programs, during his sides prior to that start, you're going to attack these hitters this way. And this is what we feel it's going to work for you. And then we kind of review that in the morning with the catcher, me, Walk, and the starting pitcher together and say, okay, here's the plan of action. And, you know, that plan of action might work two pitches in. You know,
right.
We got to go plan B, plan C. That's always happening in between innings. Hey, how's the stuff working? Hey, are you able to execute this plan? And have they made the adjustment to the plan we initially started? So there's always changes going on, and we'll frantically make that change during the game. Hey, man, we've got to go to plan B right away. So those things are always happening. But the pitcher's really responsible to make sure that he's ready for it, and then we're giving him a guide, per se, for that day. And if it doesn't work, we're going – and we're changing that right away.
Chris, how does your approach change, if any, when you get a guy called up like Robert Gasser, who comes up and he's making his first start and the family's there and all of that, and he's
right.
Trying to get used to the fancy hotels and everything else that goes along with
right.
with Major League Baseball? The nerves have to be, you know, crazy at that point. How does that whole gig change for you when you're dealing with a young guy?
Well, you just try to keep it as simple as possible and you go back to where he's had success. And I think we try not to complicate things. We try not to put names on hitters, per se. I just hate for that name to be too big in their head. So we really like, hey, how do you attack lefties? How do you attack righties? This is a really good plan for you. Keep it as simple as possible. And we let that catcher really drive the ship that day. We don't want that pitcher thinking too much. I think we've had some success with some young guys coming up, and we just really keep the plan simple and let him be convicted. And I think that goes back to having relationships. I mean, this can go all the way back in January where we're meeting with young pitchers, young prospects in Arizona and talking about this process. This is coming. This is how it's going to work. And when it does happen, we keep it as simple as possible and let them do their thing.
You keep bringing up catchers and how important the catcher is to that pitcher, and you get William Contreras. Well, I would say you stole William Contreras in that trade,
right.
Either way.
Matt might have stole him. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Right, exactly, yes. But either way, the Brewers got William Contreras, and the knock on him, I guess, coming in was defense, was framing, all of that, and that really made a huge turn last year. Talk about that transition with him coming into a new organization and what you guys really harped on and focused on with him when he first got here and how he's progressed.
Well, and I think that goes back to spring training, a Walk working with him on all of those skills, trying to get him better with that. But there's one thing that William can't measure is just the instincts. He does such a good job of reading swings. We have so much trust in him and throughout the game. Hey, this guy's swing on a sinker does this. The path gets here. We have an opening to this side of the plate with this particular pitch. He sees that. Not every catcher does. And I think that's where we, you know, not only an offensive a machine, he is a very instinctual player, baseball player, and that for catchers, it's so important. They just can't sit back there, call a pitch, the pitch comes in, and like, man, they have to make an adjustment. They have to make a decision. And he's really, really good at making decisions, pitch to pitch. Hey, this guy doesn't have this today. What can I do? What other secondary pitches can I go to work with this particular hitter? And I think people really underestimate that, William. He's so instinctual that to me makes him great.
Talk with Chris Hook, Brewers pitching coach here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM, The Fan. How was it for you dealing with, I guess, the psychology of everybody involved when Corbin Burns is moved, Brandon Woodruff is out for the year, Wade Miley then gets hurt and he's out for the year? How difficult is that, trying to keep everybody kind of focused on the goal at the end of the day as, you know, I mean, your better pitchers are falling by the wayside?
That narrative is kind of funny because the people that are inside that room are looking to just excel. You're
right.
Not looking. I mean, you know, maybe Freddie feels a little bit more, it feels heavy for him to maybe, hey, I got to do this. But everybody else in that room is trying to establish themselves as big leaguers. So to me, that narrative wasn't there. It's like, let's go to work. We didn't talk a lot about it. You know, it's like, let's move to the next thing. What can you do better? So that's kind of what flows daily for us. It's like, it's not about what happened in the past, what's going on. It's like, what can we do today to get better? And that daily work and that daily standard is what brings our consistency and I hope our excellence every day. We don't think about what happened yesterday or what's going to happen tomorrow. We're dug in for today. And I think that's where we stand out, and I think that's where our group is looking forward to what's the next pitch, and let's get that done.
We talk about it all the time in sports, how important leaders are amongst the team, that coaches can be leaders and managers can be leaders and that, but you need leaders from the players. Who are the leaders from that pitching staff right now?
You know, that's really you know, it's kind of like we have sneaky leaders, you know, like a guy like Hobie Milner, like the way he goes about his work, the way he excels on him. He doesn't say a lot, but those on-field type of dudes really stand out for me. I mean, think about a Colin Ray and a Freddie Peralta, how they just go out and you know what they're going to get every time. Now, inside the clubhouse, I'm in the clubhouse, but I don't know how those guys are pulling guys aside. I see Freddie do that a lot with our Latin players, our young Latin players, either on the offensive side of the ball or pitching. I see him do that. But, you know, that happens in the clubhouse, and I let them do their thing. But you can see, for me, when I watch a game, like, those guys stand out because of what they do in their work. Like, man, I want to one-up that dude. That internal competition that those guys bring on a daily basis really stands out for me.
One last one for you, Chris Hook. I'd like to know, and the fans I'm sure would like to know, the percentage of times you go out to a mound to talk to a pitcher in a tough situation, whatever the case may be, how much of it is about how to attack the next hitter and how much of it is just trying to loosen the guy up and take some of the pressure off in that moment?
Yeah, you know, I think it's all relative to the moment. You know, Peguero yesterday, you know, we had stuff going on there late in the game. It was just really about, like, reminding him of how to attack this hitter on the bottom of the zone. That was just a small little reminder and just giving him a little pep talk. There are times there's delivery issues going on, and we have to kind of figure that out to get out of that particular jam. You know, I would say it's probably 60-40 or probably, yeah, a little bit more 70-30. That we're going to probably go out there and give them a plan of attack to get that hitter out. 30% is more of a delivery, hey, I'll pump you up type of deal. So it's all relative. That's a question that everyone asks me, and it's all relative to the situation every day. But it happens, and it's not always easy.
I don't know who your agent is, Chris Hook, who represents you one way or the other, but somebody should be lobbying to get you on a consistent basis on the Brewers pregame show. Yeah, I know they got to talk to Pat Murphy. I get all that. You should have your own spot, man. You're really, really good. You could do this for a living. No question. Well, you're amazing.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. It's always a joy to talk to you guys and give at least the fans a little bit of an insight what goes on. We don't like to speak a lot about how the processes work, but I think it's important to let them know how we're thinking.
No question. There he is, Brewers pitching coach Chris Hook here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.